Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA on that White House briefing on competition at meat processors in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Talking today with Ethan Lane from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. Ethan, let's talk about this report from this week from the Biden White House regarding competition and meat processing. They've really put the blame for a lot of things, a lot of ills on these four major meat packers.
Yeah, they have. And that's, I think, a reflection of what we're hearing from the country, what our producers are feeling and reiterating that, you know, this concern about consolidation, concern about prices, obviously that's dominated our conversations in the industry for the last couple of years. And, you know, the Biden administration, I think, and Secretary Vilsack and his team are looking for ways to provide some relief there, just like NCBA has been and others in the industry as well. I think this press conference yesterday was really kind of a restatement of where they're going with this and where they're placing their focus. They're continuing to reiterate the need to make sure that they get that $500 million in funding for additional regional processing capacity out the door in a way that makes sense. That comment period just closed here at the end of August on how to use that money. They're continuing their top-down review of product of the USA labeling. You know, we submitted a petition on that just before they opened that review, and we're working very closely with them to get to a better place on that. They're also continuing to work on the enforcement of Packers and Stockyards Act. That came up yesterday as well. I thought the secretary's comments were pretty targeted in talking about the fact that his goal there is not to reinvent the old GPSA, but instead to make sure that the act as it's written is enforced properly. So that was positive to hear him reflect that. You know, we've all been through the GPSA wars enough times that we don't want to go back into a big fight there. But it sounds like the administration's trying to find a good spot to land there. But no question about it. A lot of the focus remains on the big four and their piece of the marketplace and what impact that has producers' ability to have leverage in those negotiations.
So obviously his comments about GPSA and that question, that was something we really hadn't heard before. Did you hear much else that was really different?
Well, I don't even think he was expecting that question. I actually kind of enjoyed watching that because it was kind of out of nowhere. And I got a text from somebody from another trade association, and she said, "Is this the first time we've ever heard the word GPSA uttered from the White House podium?" I said, "Yeah, probably." And it may be the last time, but he sure enough did get that question. And you know, I think that they really just, again, wanted to cover all of these different areas that they're working on. There's a lot going on. And, you know, we have really taken the approach of all of these different things being components of that leverage conversation. And that seems to be kind of the way USDA is approaching it as well. None of these things are a silver bullet. It's going to take looking at all of the different components of the transactions and the supply chain and making adjustments where they're needed to make sure that our producers are armed with the information they need to really engage in those negotiations, that they have the appropriate leverage to make sure they get a fair percentage of the beef dollar, and that we're able to differentiate our product in the marketplace. So, you know, hearing them restate that and giving us that check-in that they're still headed in the same direction that they've been headed, there's no deviation from that path yesterday. That's still in a spot where we feel like they're looking at the areas that we wanted to be looking at.
NCBA's Ethan Lane.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.